WTPZ FM, Jenkintown, Philadelphia.
Phrase 103.9 is stopping the hits to give you a preview of the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop for our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Welcome. We are stopping the hits this evening for a special edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. And of course, I'm here with my beautiful wife, Amaryllis.
Hello, everyone.
All right. And we're getting ready in just a few weeks to have the biggest event of 2015 here in Philadelphia, the Be Beautiful Expo, Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Go ahead and do it right now. Log in to praisephilly.com to get more information. And so, like I mentioned, we are stopping the hits. I am Marcos Mercado, the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we're talking about better to be married. Yes, you heard me right. Better to be married. Now, these are not my words, but let me just read what the scripture says here. 1 Corinthians 7 says, "Now to the unmarried," and this is Paul the Apostle writing to the church in Corinth. He says, "Now to the unmarried," or singles, like we said, "and widows, I say it is good for them to stay unmarried, as I do. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry. Why? For it is better to marry than to burn with passion." So you heard me there. It is better to marry. So we want to talk to you this evening. We're stopping the hits. We're going to give away some tickets. We're also going to have some great conversation. We're going to have some great guests calling in the next couple of hours here. So now from 6 to 10 this evening, we are going to encourage you, enrich you, and empower you toward having a great relationship. I do want to start off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to give the number. We want to hear from you 6 to 8 p.m. Let's go to God. Heavenly Father and God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this evening, Father, as we stop the hits here on Praise. Father, I do pray that couples that need the encouragement are able to tune in and get inspired, God, and really see what you're doing and what you have planned for their lives. Please, thank you so much, Father, for the opportunity on March the 14th to bless many couples, God, and even those individuals that will be coming out to the expo to enrich their lives, God, to be inspired by everything that you're doing. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you know, I want to talk about love-hate relationships. You know, we talk a lot about people falling in love. Then we hear sometimes they fall out of love. Mm-hmm. Other times, you know, we hear that people can't stand each other anymore. And it wasn't long before, you know, they were at one point in love. They couldn't wait to spend the rest of their lives together. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you this number, 215-263-1039. And we want to hear where you are in your relationship. Are you in love? Is it sizzling? Can you wait, you know, to come home and be with your boo? Or are you really struggling right now? Are you having a hard time in your relationship and you're trying to figure out what to do next? Or are you at a point where you can't not stand each other? You can't stand each other. We want to hear from you. Our theme scripture of the day is from 1 Corinthians 7. And Paul says, "For it is better to marry than to burn with passion." Wow. Honey, what do you think about that?
it's a deep scripture, and it has so much in it. But I tell you this much, you could be burning the wrong way. Instead of passion, you could be burning to kill each other or burning to can't wait what's next, rather than enjoying each other for the best.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last week, we also stopped the hits, and we had Pastor Ted Winsley and his wife, Minister Dawn. They're going to join us for a few minutes now, and we're also going to have some other guests that I'll introduce a little later. And we really are gearing up. We're excited. We can't wait to get to March the 14th. It truly is going to be a blessing for so many. There's going to be a lot of I would say, resources to empower everybody. But one of the things that we're the most excited about and the most passionate about is how we're able to encourage married couples.
Yes.
And so last week we stopped the hits and we had Pastor Ted and his wife, Minister Dawn, here in the station. Today we just had them call in because just wanted you to hear from them a little bit of how excited and how much they're anticipating the March 14th event. So welcome to our show, Pastor Ted Winsley, and of course, your beautiful wife, Minister Dawn. Welcome.
Hey, Marcos. How you doing?
We're doing great. We had a great time last weekend. You know, I think it's just getting better and better. We really are gearing up for March the 14th.
Yeah, we are so excited. We cannot wait. We're actually in, where are we right now? We're in Albany, New York.
We're okay with that. Because if you told us you were like in sunny Florida or California or
Hawaii.
The Caribbean, we would have just had to hang up the phone right now. But all right, that's fine. You get a pass for that one.
There you go. Yeah, we're up here on like a little ski getaway for married couples that's having a good time.
I didn't know black people skied.
Absolutely. well, to be honest with you, we really didn't get out on the mountain. We were just staying in the cabin.
There you go, man.
There you go. Having a great conversation.
So yeah, you made a little getaway out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, look, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling in. So what do you want to share with couples or maybe even those folks that are on the fence? They're wondering, should we come to this? Should we not? I mean, of course, it's something that we're just doing. Right now, we just do it every year, but this is definitely the biggest one yet.
Yes. Yeah, just really want to share. Matter of fact, it's what we were talking about this morning in our devotional time with the couples. Just realizing that, first of all, that marriage was God's idea.
Mm.
And when we do it his way, we get his results, you know.
Yes.
And it really does require effort. It is not natural, you know, for us to be in a relationship with someone else that kind of exposes who we are. And mm-hmm. so you really need God and you need instruction. And when you do that, you have something that actually blesses you and others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Minister Dawn?
And I just wanted to say, I mean, you know, what's $25 to sow into your marriage? You know, like you said, Marcos, there's so many different resources that are going to be there. People will have an opportunity to just ask questions and just hear from other people of how they were able to overcome things in their marriage and just to really be inspired and encouraged.
Right.
You know, there are marriages right, you know, on the brink of getting divorced.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And,
we know that.
You know, I'm believing God that them coming out and just sowing into their marriage, they'll realize, you know what? We need to do this God's way.
Yeah.
That's the only way that we will be able to move forward in our marriages if we do it God's way. And I'm praying that people are going to hear specifically about their situation from God himself.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Very good.
And, you know, I think I've mentioned before, but, you know, some of the research shows that just Valentine's Day alone, which was last week, right?
Yes.
Americans spent $18.9 billion.
Yeah.
And here's the breakdown that we found. $52.2 million was spent on flowers.
Right.
$50 million was spent on jewelry. $38.3 million was spent on apparel. $18.6 million on specialty gifts. And we leave it to the rest of your imagination to what that is.
Yeah, right.
$17.2 million on movies. $7.1 million in restaurants and $1.2 million in salon and spas and, you know, getting all beautified. But, you know, in that number, there's nothing there in terms of what couples did to truly enrich. Now, look, we're not against the flowers,
sure.
the gifts, you know, and the gifts does include the chocolates and all that. We're not against that.
Right.
But, wow, how often do we just neglect?
But as we know, it takes more than that.
Of course.
Definitely.
And what happens is people don't necessarily invest in going to retreats and seminars and getting healthy to grow in your relationship. And you know what I've noticed, both Ted and Dawn, that the couples that seem to do the best are the ones that are always going to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And
yeah,
the ones that need it the most are the ones that are like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
You know, what about the kids? Let me tell you something.
Right.
If you have kids, there's a kids zone at this event. If you're a woman and you're wondering, well, what's my husband going to do? Well, we have workshops for the men as well. And we also going to have, while they hang around and the women are having, you know, their great time together, besides the marriage beyond the vows, there's going to be, you know, areas for the men, like literally man caves throughout the expo where the brothers can hang out as well.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So we're excited. And again, hopefully everybody out there is listening. And you know, as Minister Dawn said, that, you know, the only way to improve is to invest. And what better ground to invest in is your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate and we really love you guys. We're looking forward to working together on March the 14th. And
absolutely.
I believe even beyond that, because I believe we're going to be able to help a lot of couples in this area. God has given us much. And, you know, the Bible says you've been given much, then much is expected, right? We got to give back.
That's right.
And that's our way of giving back. We're going to be not just at the expo just for a little while, but we want to really be able to connect with people, meet them face to face, and you know, introduce them to some of the other panelists. I don't know if you have a moment really quickly, if you can introduce who else is going to join us on the panel.
Yeah, we're also going to have Jason Avant and his lovely wife, Stacey Avant. Jason played with the Eagles for several years. Now he's with Kansas City. But he's still in the area, and they're a great couple, and they're excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, sometimes these events, some of the brothers can feel like, that's more for the women. Let me tell you, we're going to have some real men-to-man conversations.
That's right.
And so that's going to be awesome. So, of course, Jason Avant will be in the house. And there are going to be just a ton of other celebrities. And, you know, this kind of event is the type of event you're able to connect with people one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to the panel discussion. But let me tell you, bring your questions. Bring an open heart. It really is going to be life-changing for so many.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thank you both. You guys enjoy your time skiing or whatever else you're doing.
See you in 2 weeks.
Hey, actually, today was really nice here. So you missed out. All right, you guys have a blessed time.
All right, take care. God bless.
Take it easy. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. We've stopped the hits. Yes, you reached the right station. This is Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're here talking about marriages and how to enrich and empower them. And here there's a passage in 1 Corinthians 7 that we've been quoting. It's an awesome scripture, but, you know, a little confusing for married couples. It's like Paul is saying it's better to be unmarried. It's like, what? But then he goes on, he says, but it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Do you feel blessed that you have your spouse?
Come on.
Because I'm sure at some point you did. Oh, well, thank you. You better say it. You don't understand. You know, she knows. I'm giving her the look. If you don't say that. No, I'm only kidding. We really are grateful. You know, marriage is not easy.
Yes.
Marriage could be difficult. Marriage could be challenging. But it truly is a blessing. And I think it's how much you appreciate one another. We got back just this weekend. We were speaking in the Washington, D.C. area. We had an amazing time with some couples. And in a moment, I'm going to have a good brother, Dr. Grady, who did some of this workshops with us. And they just did an amazing job. I want you to hear from them, meet them. These folks, we got some folks even coming from Washington, D.C. to be a part of the Be Beautiful Expo. I mean, that's how excited they are. So don't be outdone by people from other cities who come to Philly because they want to be a part of this. Because let me tell you, this is not happening everywhere else. It's not like you can say, I'll let this one go and there'll be another one in New Jersey or there'll be another one in Maryland. No, right now, this Be Beautiful Expo is only happening here in Philadelphia at the Pennsylvania Convention Center March the 14th. So you got to mark your calendars, but you can't just mark your calendar and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. You got to log on to praisephilly.com right now. Get
your
tickets. Only $25. I mean, really, where else can you go? It's cheaper than it was last year.
It is.
Because it's bigger. So you're wondering, well, are we getting anything less? Well, no, we're going to have 90,000 square feet. Wherever you've been to the, you ever been to the auto show? That whole area where they have the cars, we got to have a huge area, 90,000 square feet. We have a main stage, major performances, of course, here on Praise. We're going to have the concert, Dorinda Clark Cole, Shawn Mitchell, J.J. Harrison, Jason Nelson, Jessica Reedy, Anita Wilson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on that are going to be performing. The $25 ticket gets you in to everything. I mean,
what else can you ask?
I mean, what else? There are going to be vendors, opportunities. I mean, people will be giving away stuff. I mean, just in general, go around to from table to table, the vendor table. You get free stuff. You will get your money's worth. And then you have workshops like Marriage Beyond the Vows. You're going to have, women in finances. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's a kids zone for the children. Then you'll have other performances, right? Because it's not just Praise, but our sister station, Old School, the Old School R&B station will be there. I mean, that's awesome. They'll have some performances. We're going to have, boom, Old School Hip Hop. So and later that night, they're going to have, you know, some of the classic Old School Hip Hop artists. So all that you get for $25. I mean, really. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing opportunity. Of course, we have so much going on. But you do not want to miss Marriage Beyond the Vows. All right. It's going to be a time to empower, to enrich, and encourage so many. So I want to give you an opportunity. We're going to go ahead and give away tickets right now. The 14th caller, right? This is March the 14th. So the 14th caller, we're going to bless you with tickets. 215-263-1039. Be the 14th caller. 215-263-1039. Now, honey, before our producer, Larry, goes ahead and waits for that 14th caller, I want to just have a little conversation about how empowering and encouraging it can be when you invest in your marriage. I mean, let's talk about for a moment about this weekend.
Let me tell you, my main walk away is commitment was taken to another level for me. I mean, I constantly, and you hear me saying oftentimes how I am in love with Marcos today more than what I did yesterday. But it truly took me to the next level as to how to take my relationship higher with you, how to get closer to God, how to have more deep conversation with my friends. But on a weekend like the 14th, you get to get a taste of that. Just how to build that, how to establish that with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this weekend was amazing. So I cannot wait for the 14th to get more and learn more and grow more with you and everybody else that's coming along.
Wow. And you know what? It's sometimes it's easy. You know, for me, we get into certain circles where we're the ones giving to other couples. And let me tell you, there is a benefit to giving to other couples. I mean, it really is.
It is.
But sometimes you also need to get.
Yep.
And so I want to talk to even all the pastors, all the ministers, deacons, you know, those who serve and help out in your church. You know, a lot of times you're used to, you know, being the ones hosting and giving and doing so much.
It's true.
But then you forget that sometimes you need to be encouraged.
Oh,
you
yeah.
need to be inspired. And this is an opportunity for you to come and get inspired. You get fed. You come by and do this for you. Do this for your marriage. And I tell you, there are those times when my wife and I, you know, often we host events. We are, you know, keynote speakers like we were this past weekend. And we give a lot. But let me tell you, I stuck around. You know, sometimes we get at these events and we got to go. We were like, no, let's focus on us. And we had, you know, I call him the good Dr. Grady, right? He's a great brother. He's actually on the line. I'm going to introduce you to him. He did a phenomenal job.
He did
a couple of classes. One of the classes, I mean, we really were inspired just to take our commitment level to another level. And then we also had an opportunity to break away and just have real honest conversations with the men. So We haven't forgotten. 215-263-1039. Your calls are coming through. Larry is making sure you are the 14th caller, and we're going to patch you in just a moment. But right now, I want to introduce the good Dr. Grady. Dr. Grady, welcome. We really are grateful to have you here as we stop the hits on Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Man, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. I'm humbled. It was such a blessing to have you share with us this weekend. I'm just happy to be here.
But just remember what I told you, man. You got to tell them all the good stuff about me. No, I'm only kidding, my brother. We had a great time ourselves.
We did.
So man, let me tell you, what was your takeaway?
You tore it down.
All right. There you go, man. That's what I wanted to hear. Let me tell you, man, we had a phenomenal time. I was just telling all of our listeners that, you know, we go and we give a lot of times, but we stuck around and we wanted to get fed and encouraged and inspired to take our marriage to another level. And you know, I kind of nicknamed you the good Dr. Grady, and people started calling you that all the time. Maybe that's going to be your new name. But just tell people a little bit about yourself, what you do, and then share a little bit of what we just experienced this past weekend.
Sure. Well, I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. I'm a minister, of course. I'm a Christian, born again, blood-bought and washed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm happily married to my wonderful and wise wife, Kelly, over 15 years. We have five beautiful children. And so this past weekend, I'm also part of this group called E3 Lifestyle Solutions, and we have a Renew and Revitalize Breakthrough Marriage Conference. That's what happened this past weekend. And we were just so excited because, as you just said a few minutes ago, Marcus, that God has so blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just give to other couples who may be struggling, who just may be looking for some guidance. And so, yes, I counsel many couples. God has given that grace. And we're just so excited to help other couples, you know, reach the level that we have and hopefully even more, because we're still growing in grace as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, and I know you guys talked about it, and a few of your colleagues as well, that, you know, you guys got together and put together that amazing event. I mean, it really was.
You guys
started talking about even, you know, possibly making this trip. You know, I know a few folks are already committed to coming up to Philly and making it like a little trip, investing in your relationship, coming to check out our expo. You know, what will you say to couples that are wondering, you know, is it worth it? Should I go? Should I get encouraged on my relationship? By the way, Dr. Grady, tickets are only $25 a person.
That's awesome right there.
So it's also a way for the station to give back. We you know, here on Praise 103.9, we really pride ourselves in not just being a radio station, but really connecting with the community and giving back. And this is one of those events that we want to do to give people an opportunity to be empowered, be encouraged, be enriched with events like this one.
Yeah, let me answer the question this way. I was helping a couple. You know, they had, you know, gone through divorce, and you know, there was some issues with the divorce. And during the session, they told me that they were paying the lawyer, or one parent was paying the lawyer $15,000.
Whoa!
And it dawned on me, you're willing to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to end what God has put together.
Mm.
And we struggle paying $25 just to sow and to invest in what God has richly given to us. I would highly encourage it, because we all, doesn't matter where you are in your marital journey, we all need to be fed. I would
say absolutely. Now, Dr. Grady, hold that call. We're going to take a brief break.
Sure.
We're going to bring you back. We're going to have some more great conversation. And also, we have our 14th caller. We're going to kind of have a little conversation with her, and we're going to bless her with some tickets. So don't you go anywhere. We're going to have more here on Stopping the Hits, Marriage Beyond the Vows. We'll be right back.
Praise 103.9 is Stopping the Hits to give you a preview of the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop for our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Welcome back. We're here Stopping the Hits on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, here of Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we've stopped the hits. You're right. We've stopped the hits from now to 8 p.m. talking about the Be Beautiful Expo. We're talking about marriage and relationships, how to better them, how to really do things God's way. And, of course, we have on the line Dr. Grady, the good Dr. Grady. Welcome back. You know, Dr. Grady, we're going to go ahead and take on our 14th caller, Marcia Brown. She called in, obviously, patiently, and she was very persevering, getting through. So is it Marcia or Marcia?
Marcia.
M-A-R-C-A. There you go. Marcia.
Congratulations.
Marcia, congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am so excited. Thank you.
Now, let me ask you a few questions. So are you married?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 13 years.
Oh, congratulations. And so what are you hoping to get from being at this Be Beautiful Expo?
I'm hoping that I can get to go there, and they can continue to strengthen my marriage and, you know, show me how to continue to stay married.
Continue to
love
strengthen.
That. You want to stay
that.
Married and strengthen it, because you don't want a weak marriage, do you?
Excuse me?
You don't want a weak marriage.
No,
you know,
no,
some people,
no way.
It's like you ask
them. No,
you know how the saying goes, right? You ask someone, they just got married, how's marriage? And they're like, great. Ask them after a few years. They're like, "All right, we're good. We're okay." And then sometimes you're like, "Listen, we're trying to not kill each other. That's not what we want. That's not what God designed marriage to be." Well, you know, so much. Thank you for persevering. You are absolutely our 14th caller. We are going to give away more tickets, but you and your husband are invited to be our guest and be there at the Be Beautiful Expo, specifically
thank
the marriage.
You. God is good. God
he's
is good.
Good.
He's good.
Definitely is.
So
can't
much.
Wait to meet you.
All right, good. Do you have any questions? We have Dr. Grady here on the phone, and if you want to ask anything about your marriage, this is a great opportunity.
Well, the only thing I wanted to ask is as far as trust, I'm still working on the trust situation.
Okay.
You know, like if I go out somewhere to my mother's or somewhere, he wants to question me on where I've been.
Mm.
Okay, so the trust you're talking about, more than you trusting him, he has a hard time trusting you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow. Dr. Grady.
Well, that speaks very clearly to the issue of insecurity that many husbands have. I've had it myself at one point in my marriage, and his insecurity, that's his issue. That's something that he's going to have to grow into. But what you can do, you want to reassure him, okay, with words, with transparency, that, hey, you know, I want you, I love you and you alone, and here's where I'm going. But after you've done all that you can do, and if he's still, you know, jealous or questioning you, you know, over and above, you know, what is normal, then you mm-hmm. need to just pray for his heart. And maybe this is okay. something that, that needs to happen in Christian, you know, marital counseling.
Yes.
So that the issue is resolved, because we don't want it to fester.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because you know what? It does get worse.
So the issue doesn't keep coming up.
And you know what right. I think, too, and Dr. Grady, I'm sure you've experienced this. Issues like this are sometimes the tip of the iceberg because that insecurity grows.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It grows.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, when it grows more, the more you better yourself, so you know you are taking care of yourself, you get a new outfit, you start getting compliments, and instead of him feeling right. encouraged that you're looking better and taking care of yourself for him, because he gets the benefit from it, he can start feeling insecure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's like, what? Do you want me not to take care of myself? Mm-hmm. I mean, would you prefer? But that's that insecurity. And it's ugly. And men, we are so proud, we usually don't like to admit our insecurities. Women are right. quick to admit their insecurities.
Right.
But men, man, we could be, yeah, we're so proud. We try to, yeah. we front, right? We're like, oh, I'm not insecure. But so what is it?
Right. Right.
So what is it? But I think this is going to be a great opportunity for you, Marcia, to come out and be inspired, be encouraged, bring your husband, of course. Stay on the line. Our producer, Larry, is going to take out your information, take all of your information down to make sure and give you instructions on how to get those tickets, okay?
Thank you very much. Praise 103.9.
Amen. I was going to just ask you that. I was
Amen.
Like, what's your
Amen.
Favorite station? There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marcia, have a blessed evening.
You do the same.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows. We've stopped the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. We have the good Dr. Grady. Dr. Grady and myself, we just had an amazing time this weekend along with our wives and blessing a lot of couples and just growing in our marriages, giving back to them.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this happens often, doesn't it? You go to encourage others and you come back refreshed yourself.
Definitely.
Oh, my gracious. I was so edified. I mean, just what I, especially from you, Marcus, but everyone, even some of the participants,
absolutely,
they shared. I mean, just really, you know, I came to pour out, but I got poured back into, and I guess that's how God works.
He does. He really does.
So you shall reap. So amen.
So I'm hoping, you know, you and your wife, and of course some of your colleagues, are able to come up on March the 14th. It really
yeah, we
will
are
be...
trying to work that out because the Beautiful Expo looks like this is an awesome. For the whole family.
It is. It really is. And I know you have five kids.
Yeah.
So rack up that minivan, you know, pack it up and put the
down.
Stuff, the rack on top, the stuff, the hauling stuff in the back and bring everything and come on up. It's going to be great. Let me tell you, the weather was even crazy coming up, but today was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it really was.
So we're praying. We got to pray that March the 14th is going to be phenomenal weather. Philly is a great city to come visit. I mean, I know you're in the Washington, D.C. area, but yeah. Philly is a
it's
good.
Only it's only 2 hours away.
I was going to say.
Like
that's
2 hours
it.
Away. Right.
That's true. It's worth the trip. So I think I know you and quite a few others that we got to connect with are planning to make the trip up. So people will be here from all around, not just from Philadelphia.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry. I think my wife had a quick question for you.
No. I was just saying how I think we just got off the phone with Marcia. And one of the things that you mentioned is that affirmation, you know, just making sure that we are stressing and encouraging one another with how much we love one another. It's so easy to take each other for granted. You know, and I think that sometimes that's the insecurity. It comes in because we are not expressing our love to one another.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one thing we talked about at the conference, like, really complimenting your spouse. We said one of the homework assignments that we gave at the conference was 7 compliments or praises for 1 criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we live in a world that just beats us down. You know, we live in a very critical and hostile world, especially for believers. And we need, just as the body needs water or else the body will die, our soul needs encouragement or else our souls will die.
Yeah,
we really
absolutely.
Need that affirmation, especially in the context of a marriage. We need to affirm, I love you, I appreciate you, I'm so grateful that God has given you to me and me to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely helps the security process of the relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Dr. Grady, you know, something we were talking about off air, but I want to include our listeners, and we want to keep it real. You know, a lot of times when we do events like this one, whether it's a big marriage workshop, an opportunity to grow, the Be Beautiful Expo, you know, a lot of times the women get incredibly, you know, fired up, excited. They plan for it. They make it a big event with all their girlfriends. But a lot of times the men don't see the need to invest in their relationship, invest in bettering themselves. And, you know, it's interestingly enough, I was reading not too long ago, a friend of mine wrote in one of his books, he says, you know, we think that men are not interested in getting together, but if you go to a bar, there are plenty of men around. It's just men are attracted to things that they feel are worth their while. Mm-hmm. And so if anything, if we could just encourage and spur the brothers on to realize this is worth it for you. Number one, you accompany your wife. She's going to be so encouraged that you want to be there with her. Because, you know, as much as they might not want to tell you, the women love and they feel secure when their man is with them. So what would you share, if you can just share a quick word of encouragement to the brothers for them to really attend and be a part of this?
First, let me say that for a lot of men, when they come to conferences or you know, expos like Be Beautiful, part of the misperception is that it's going to be unsafe for them. Like, they're going to get bashed and, you know, all of their insecurities are going to be brought to the light. Mm-hmm. And that's not really how it goes most of the time. With the workshop that we had this past weekend, they were ready. They came and they participated because it was a safe place. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't trying to bash them down. We were trying, by God's grace, to encourage them with information. And that's what's going to happen on March 14th, that when these brothers, not only will the wives be so impressed and so encouraged because their husbands are genuinely seeking to grow, but if the brothers out there who are listening, please invest that you get the tools that you need. All of us started from the bottom. All of us.
Preach the word, Dr. Grady. Listen, Dr. Grady, I'm going to have to interject.
By God's grace and by our willingness to be taught.
I got you. Now, hold that thought for a second. We're going to come right back. We do need to take another break, but we're going to come back and we're going to have an opportunity for you to ask your questions. I'm here. My beautiful wife, Amaryllis, is here. Dr. Grady is here on the line. So we want to hear from you. The number to call, 215-263-1039. We're going to take a brief break, a pause for the cause. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Praise 103.9 is stopping the hits to give you a preview of the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop for our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Welcome back. That's right. We are stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. And we're going to encourage you to better your marriage by attending the Be Beautiful Expo. That's right. Better your marriage at the Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Go ahead and get your tickets right now. Go to praisephilly.com. All right. We're having a great conversation here. I have my lovely wife, Amaryllis.
Hello.
And let me tell you, if you want to ask any question, you can ask me or you can ask her. She'll tell you. We also have the good Dr. Grady here on the line. He's calling in from the D.C. area. Good brother. Him and his wife did a phenomenal, phenomenal job doing some workshops and really helping other couples. That's what he does. I mean, this brother's a professional. He's really good at what he does. Him and his wife have 5 children. Dr. Grady, welcome back.
Amen.
And so what we want to do is we want to give you all an opportunity to call in and ask any question about marriage, love, relationships, anything. I mean, yes, this is a gospel station. We're keeping it biblical and Christian. But let me tell you, you can ask whatever you ask. Those questions you're afraid to ask your pastor, you're afraid to ask your mama, you're afraid to ask your teacher. Look, go ahead and call and ask us any question. The number, 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Now, Dr. Grady, we were just right before the break talking about the issue that men have with attending events like this or getting counseling or even seeing their need for asking for help.
Like I said before, a lot of men feel emotionally unsafe, that you know, the flaws are going to be, you know, magnified, and it's not going to be necessarily edifying, but that's not necessarily the case. That's a misperception. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are really interested in strengthening your marriage, I'm telling you that you need to invest. I mean, it's not that much money, but come with an open heart. I mean, what I know about you, you know, you're going to keep it real. And that's how men really can appreciate, when they can ask questions and be open and honest and get answers that are really going to help them in their specific situation. So I strongly encourage men to attend this Beautiful Expo.
And, you know, I know that the it's phrased, it's Be Beautiful. There are going to be a lot of empowering sessions for women, but the men are not going to be left behind. We're going to have a man cave. We're going to have, I mean, even on our panel, we're going to have Jason Avant, who now is with Kansas City, but played for years with the Eagles organization. Right. So we got, you know, him sharing just real, real honest conversation about the struggles, the temptations that men go through, how to stay faithful to your wife and have, you know, an amazing marriage. We're going to have Pastor Ted and Minister Dawn from New Jersey. I mean, great, great stuff. He's a chaplain for the NFL. My wife and I will be there. We also, a little bit later, we're going to call one of my favorite couples. I mean, this couple, as they officiated our wedding almost 17 years ago. They are our mentors. We love them. Professor Patterson, he teaches at Morehouse College down in Atlanta. We're just going to have some really powerful speakers, powerful panelists. It's going to be amazing. So I know you're trying to make it up with your whole family, it sounds like.
Yes, 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 yes. It sounds like we can't wait.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
And, you know, one of the things that I shared, and I'm going to share this really briefly. So anyone, if you're just tuning in, you are at the right place at the right time. Yes, this is Praise 103.9. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. And you're wondering, where's the music? Where's my gospel hit? Well, we've stopped the hits just for a little while. In about an hour and 15 minutes, back at 8 o'clock, we'll put the music back on. But we've stopped the hits to really talk about some things that are going to be life-changing. We're going to talk about our marriage, our relationships, love, and really how to empower and enrich your marriage. So we have Dr. Grady here on the line. We want to encourage you to give us a call, 215-263-1039. And something I've learned, Dr. Grady and honey, Amaryllis, right last week for Valentine's, that Valentine's Day, Americans spent over $18.9 billion. That's B, billion with a B, not million.
Wow.
$18.9 billion. Now, let me just give you the breakdown. $52.2 million was spent on flowers. Oh, flowers are beautiful. My wife appreciates flowers. But, you know, those flowers will die.
Yes, they do.
$52.2 million was spent on flowers. $50 million on jewelry. $38.3 million on apparel. $18.6 million specialty gifts. You know, you can use your imagination. But a lot of that chocolates and that good stuff. $17.2 million going to the movies or renting movies. $7.1 million going out to eat and having dinner and nice time at the restaurants, and then $1.2 million in salons, spas, and all that stuff. So that's a lot of cash.
It is.
Talking about $18.9 billion because of love and romance. But, you know, in that number, you don't really see anything of people investing in their relationship. They've invested in the time and the things they did, but going to a Be Beautiful Expo, enriching your marriage, investing in your marriage, it's more than you could put a price tag on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't, right? You can't say, how are spending $25, how is that going to benefit me? And
you know,
I say,
Marcus,
go for it.
I realize that a lot of people spend more money on their wedding than they do their marriage.
Well, they do. They
do.
Spend on their wedding and not on their marriage. You're right.
Yep.
Right. And you know, investing in your marriage is a day-by-day, week-by-week, month-by-month, year-by-year investment. To keep sowing and keep sowing, and eventually there'll be a return on that investment. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, my brother, thank you. We really want to say thank you so much for calling in and for your partnership in the gospel. I think we had an amazing connection there. I look forward to not just March the 14th, but beyond the times that we get to connect. Bring all the crew from the Washington, D.C. area. We can't wait to have you guys up. We'll give you guys a warm, brotherly love. Philadelphia, welcome when you get here. Again, we're going to be at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on March the 14th, the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Go to praisephilly.com for more information. All right, Dr. Grady, thank you so much for calling in. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, Amen. My pleasure. Be beautiful and be blessed.
All right.
Blessed.
Thank you, man. I feel beautiful. All right. Thank you. All right. God bless. All right. If you're just tuning in, 215-263-1039, we want to have a great conversation with you. We have Yvonne calling in from Camden, and she has a question for us. Good morning, or actually, good evening,
good
Yvonne.
Evening.
Morning. Where's my mind? All right. Yvonne calling in from Camden, New Jersey. Welcome. Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Hi. I'm just calling to find out how you stop being that strong individual in a marriage when you always been independent and your husband feels that you don't have respect for him.
I love anymore. That question. I love it because it sounds like you're a strong woman.
Uh-huh.
I married one. She's right here. Say hi to her. Her name is Amarillo. She's a strong woman.
Hi.
And I wanted a strong woman. But you know what? When you have a strong woman, there will be conflict. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a humble question. So I'll let my wife answer that because I think she's done a great job. It's a work in progress, right? She's not perfect at it, just like I have issues. But there is a mindset and a heart change you need to have. So,
yes.
Amaryllis?
Quick question for you, Yvonne. How long have you been married?
18 years.
18 years, huh? You know, one of the major, major things for me that helps me is to remember that it's so much work when you're trying to lead and try to convince and try to manipulate, that is so much greater the benefits that you get when you just allow yourself to be led. And it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of humility. It takes that scripture that it talks about considering other better than yourself. And I know that for me, that is a scripture that comes to life every day. It's like I need to consider Marcos better than myself. And trust that God have put him as the leader of the house.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I trust that sometimes I think he doesn't trust his own self to be the leader. I have to encourage him that I married that strong man that I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has to believe that he could step up to the plate and be that strong individual.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Let me ask you, how do you encourage? Because this is different. I mean, you could see a weakness and you could take on and feel like you got to do it, or do you leave room for him to make mistakes?
No, I used to make time for him to make mistakes, and then it became where if it's not going my way, well, you know, I could do it by myself, and then sometimes I ease back and allow him to make his mistake, and then he still falls.
Yeah.
Then he gets right back up, and he falls down, and then sometimes I think it's the companion, and then I try to encourage him because I'm walking new in faith, you know, and I'm trying to build myself in God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have to go through this through thick and thin, you know.
Yeah.
And I pray every day for God to give me the strength. And I keep coming back to the same answer. I got to stick it through, you know, through the good, the bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. And Yvonne, something I learned is, and maybe you can clarify for everyone. I know even my wife is a strong woman. But at the end of the day, she does want me to lead.
Yes.
Yes.
She might not always come across that way,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't want to lead. And I have a scripture here I want to share with you. It says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, it says, "But I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." Now, it might not sound fair, and it's not because as men we deserve this, but God sanctioned it that way. For the men to be accountable to God. And sometimes people think that's a power struggle. And really what it is, it's a responsibility struggle.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I'm responsible for leading us in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Yvonne, I think that this is a great opportunity. If you come out to that Be Beautiful Expo we have, meet us face to face, encourage your husband to come with you. These are the times that you can really grow.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come out, your husband will come out empowered. I mean, we really are going to give back a lot, but we're going to encourage the men, especially the brothers that will be in the house. We really want to encourage them to realize, man, they're doing a great job. I mean, look, 18 years,
definitely.
I'm sure he's had his ups and downs and he's fallen, but listen, he's still with you. You're together. Mm-hmm. You have a marriage. There are a lot of men, you know, when things get tough, they're out the door.
Yeah.
So you have a lot to be grateful for, Yvonne.
Yes.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. God bless you. I would love to. Are we going to see you there March the 14th?
Yes, definitely. What time does it start?
We're going to open the doors at 10 a.m., or I think even earlier than that. I got to look, but for sure. And we're going to start, you know, early. So you want to make your way down there early. It's down on Arch Street at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. But all the information is actually online. Go to praisephilly.com. I know our workshop is going to be early, early in the afternoon, so you definitely want to get there in the morning.
And if you could also buy a ticket when you get there, right?
You can, but you trust me.
You don't want to wait
or you don't want to be online. Okay. But if you feel like you need to, absolutely. I mean, there's 90,000 square feet, you know, big event. But tickets are selling. We have VIP tickets that already sold out.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go online and get my ticket.
All right, Yvonne. Well, thank you.
Yvonne.
And listen, please come up to us. Introduce yourselves.
Please.
Look for me and my wife, Amaryllis.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Praise
109.3. All right,
103.9.
103.9.
That's all right. God bless you. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to continue here. We're going to take your calls. We've stopped the hits here on Praise 103.9. Yep, 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. I am the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am here with my wife, Amaryllis, and we're taking your calls. We're going to talk to John right now, calling in from the Garden State, and he actually has divorce papers on hand. He's about to sign them, and he's like, God, help me out. I don't want to sign. I want to reconcile. John, welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Good to have
you. All right. Well, so you mentioned to our producer that you want to reconcile with your wife. Let us know what happened. What led to this divorce process?
Just a whole lot of different things that have happened that we really didn't. We really just didn't have clarity on a lot of things, as far as communication, and really, I guess just trusting one another to just get things done together. I mean, I look at marriage as a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about individualities. I mean, I knew, but I guess through at the end of the day, as we've been going through this separation, it's been like, you know, unbearable.
Well, let me ask you, John. Who initiated the divorce? Who actually said?
Oh yeah, my wife initiated it.
All right,
really wanted it. She wanted me to give it to her a while ago.
Okay,
and I told her, you know, I don't want a divorce. I think that, you know, God has a plan for us. You know, I just want to really be able to trust God, and and I need you to trust him with me.
Yes.
And she's not. So she's
all right. Well, let me just pause for a second. I want to bring in Michael Patterson, Professor Patterson. He's actually the brother that trained me in the ministry. Him and his wife have been in a part of our lives. They've helped us a ton. They did our premarital counseling. We've been in each other's lives. I mean, he's a great brother. Welcome. That's Michael Patterson calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Mike. I want to formally introduce you in a moment, but right now we're having a conversation with John calling in from New Jersey, and his wife wants him to sign the divorce papers. He wants to reconcile. He's like, I don't believe that's what God wants. What would you encourage this young brother to do as he's really trying to get and hold his marriage together, but his wife is like, I'm done?
Well, my first question would be, have you all sought marital counseling?
She doesn't want it.
She doesn't want it at all?
No, she wanted it at first, like in the beginning of our marriage, but then I had some mixed emotions about it at the time before I really got, you know, clarity on how much it could, help us. And at that point, I wanted to really have counseling. She didn't.
Wow.
After that, she didn't want to have
it. I'm sorry to hear that. Would she be willing to come to the event with you and listen to other people's testimonies as to how they have gotten through difficult times?
Do you know? Because what are the things that you could do, John, is just say, listen, let's make a last attempt. If this doesn't work out, then all right, if you want to go your way, I'm not going to stop you. Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing. There's a difference between opening the door for someone and putting them out the door. And the other one is, you know, not getting in their way if that's what they want. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus, as much as he loves us and wants a relationship with us, he never forces it on us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you have an opportunity, John, to say, listen, that's not what I want. I don't think that's what God wants. And you know it because the Bible says it, right? God hates divorce. But if that's the choice she wants, say, listen, let's make a last attempt. And coming out to an event like this where you will be inspired and motivated by couples. And by the way, John, you're not the only couple going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to be open about it. But other couples are struggling and they're hanging out by a thread. So, you know, I can tell you this much, John. If you are able to convince your wife to come, it'll be on us. Like, we'll give you guys the tickets.
Yes.
Listen, that's out of the question. I'm gonna be honest. She's not.
She ain't gonna come?
She's not doing anything together.
I had
won a trip.
Wow.
From a drawing, and it took her to have to come with me, and I told her about it because I was excited. She didn't want to come, so I had to cancel it.
So you know what we're gonna have to do, John? We're gonna have to pray. But here, mark my words. I mean, I know you tried before. This offer stands, John. If you are able to, and I want you to just give some information to my producer, before you get off the phone, if you are able to convince her, and I know you couldn't before, but if she does, it will be on us. And so this is like another opportunity. You know how God sometimes talks to us and we ignore him and then he comes back and tell your wife, this must be a testimony because you won a trip, could have helped you. She didn't take it. Here's another one. It's like, at what point, if she just says no over and over again, that's going to be between her and God. But if you could stay on the line, please speak to Larry, our producer. He'll get some more information from you. But that will be our offer for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our gift to you. But, John, we appreciate it, man. We're going to keep you in prayer.
Definitely.
Yes, we'll be praying for you, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a blessed day.
Okay.
Wow. All right, we're stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. I am here with my beautiful wife, Amaryllis, and on the line is Professor Patterson. What's up, Brother Patterson, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, hello, Mikados. How are you all doing?
Good, good. Well, listen, we're excited about the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. We have some great folks who are going to be in the house. And tell everybody, where are you going to be March the 14th?
I will be in the house with you.
Come
already
on.
Have the plane tickets. Looking forward to coming on up to Philadelphia.
See, come so on. Look, folks, we just got off the phone with some folks that are coming in from Washington, D.C., now from Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, people are coming from all around. Somebody's from North Jersey, New York will be in the house. So, listen, this is an amazing event. It's going to be phenomenal. So, Mike, what are you looking forward to? Because I know we've done some events together in the past. You've been through our even last year when it was the Inspiration and Music Conference. This year, it's the Be Beautiful Expo, which is bigger because we have all three stations involved. But what do you think folks have to look forward to?
What I appreciate about the conferences and the events you and your wonderful wife do is how positive you all are about marriage.
Mm.
You know, unfortunately, there's so many modes of communication that's so negative about spouses, so negative about marriage. But every time I've gone to an event, I've walked away very grateful for my wife and very thankful for the privilege of being married. So I want to thank you all for that.
Well, amen, amen. Now, Mike, just hold on one quick second. We got to take a brief pause for the cause. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Don't you dare touch that dial. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We'll be right back.